Welcome to day 280. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin, and these are the final two Mishnayos of this second Perek of Meseches Challah. Now, we learned previously what the minimum shear is, the minimum amount of dough that you need to have in order to be chayiv, obligated to separate challah. We said that's 5/4 of a kav, meaning 1 1/4 kav. As we said a few times, that translates to about 2.5 liters or 5 pounds of dough according to the Chazon Ish, 3 pounds, 11 ounces, according to Rav Chaim Noah, whatever it is. If you have that minimum amount of dough, then you are chayiv to separate challah. What we haven't yet discussed is, great, let's say you have that amount of dough. Well, now, how much challah do you need to separate? And what's really interesting is that from the Torah's perspective, just like by truma, which is the other gift that we give to the Kohen, just like by truma, challah has no minimum shear. The Torah doesn't say that you need to give a certain amount. And therefore, technically, even if you remove the tiniest amount of challah, you have fulfilled your obligation. And yet, also like by truma, Chazal say, no, there still should be a minimum. So what's that minimum? Says Mishnah Zayin, shear ha-challah, echad me esrim ve'arba. You should always give at least 1/24 of whatever the dough is that you have, the amount of dough is. Where do they get that from? So the pasuk says, "Mereishis arisosechem titznu laHashem truma," that you should, the challah, you should give it to the Kohen, you should give it to Hashem. Technically, is what the pasuk says. You have something that you have that you would give. So what does that mean? It's something you would give. It needs to be a gezunta amount that you would feel okay giving to someone as a gift. So Chazal determined that if you have, let's say, the minimum amount of dough, which is 1 1/4 kav, 1/24 of that is the smallest amount that you'd ever give to someone as a gift, and therefore that becomes the golden ratio, 1 1/24. And now Chazal are going to tell us that once you have that amount, once you have 1/24, then it's always going to stay that way. It's a low plug. It doesn't matter. I mean, Chazal they don't differentiate between how much dough you have. Once you have that ratio, it's always going to be in place. Says the Mishnah, Ha'osa is la'atma, whether you make it for yourself, meaning it's a small amount of dough, or Ha'osa l'mishtabino, or you're making it for your son's feast, your child's feast. I mean, you're making a whole wedding. You make a ton more dough than just the amount that you make for yourself. Regardless, echad me esrim ve'arba, it's still 1/24. Even though in that latter case, 1/24 is going to equal a lot more dough that you have to separate than if it's a much smaller amount. Still, it doesn't matter. Once Chazal came up with that 1/24, because that's the minimum amount that you generally give from 1 1/4 kav, then that ratio always applies in all cases. Low plug, they don't differentiate between cases. That is when you're just making the dough to eat. But nachtom shu osad limkor bashuk, if you have a baker that makes a lot of bread, a lot of dough to sell in the shuk, to sell in the marketplace, v'chein ha'isha shi osad limkor bashuk, and then whether a regular person, not a baker, a woman who just makes a lot of dough in order to sell in the shuk, regardless if you are selling it in the shuk, the halacha is echad me'arba mishmona. Then it's 1/48, not 1/24. Why? Why is it half of the shear? Because usually when you sell in the shuk, most people are going to be bakers. They're going to make very, very large amounts, and therefore the amount that you'd give is going to be 1/48 is still going to be plenty. That's something that you'd give as a gift, and therefore they made the ratio a smaller amount, half of what you would normally have to give. And then once they have that amount and said, if you're selling into the shuk, most people are going to make much larger measurements, and therefore it's 1/48. Once they said that, then anyone who's selling in the shuk, even if you make much smaller amounts, even if it's just a person, a woman, anyone who's just selling in the shuk, then even that smaller amount, it would still be 1/48. So our two shiurim are, if you're making it to eat, then it's 1/24, regardless of how much dough there is. And if you're making it to sell in the shuk, then it's 1/48, regardless of how much dough you have. Those are the two halachos, and it's a low plug. It doesn't matter how much dough you have. It matters what you are making it for, whether eating or selling. Continues the Mishnah, Nitmes Isasa Shogeges O Anusa. Now we're returning to the original case. Imagine a person is not making to sell in the shuk, but just making for themselves, making challah, and therefore the ratio is 1/24. But then, Nitmes Shogeges O Anusa, it becomes tame, either unintentionally or accidentally. Those are two categories in halacha. Unintentionally means you knew what you were doing, you didn't realize the full implications. It's something that you probably could have been more careful about, but it was still unintentional. Anusa is a total accident. So in either case, it was at the very least unintentional. So, echad me'arba mishmona, then we're lenient. We know that you're not allowed to give the challah to the Kohen at that point. It needs to be burned, and therefore, Chazal say, okay, it became tame, it wasn't your fault, you didn't do it on purpose, and therefore, we allow you to separate less, because you're not giving it to a Kohen anyway, no one's benefiting from it anyway, you're just burning it, so we allow you to separate less, 1/48. But, nitmes mezida, but if it became tame on purpose, a person purposely made it tame, why would a person do that? Well, maybe you'd think, if I purposely make it tame, well, I know that tameh bread, you only have to separate 1/48. So normally you'd have to separate 1/24, but if it comes tameh, then I can separate 1/48. I can separate a much smaller amount. So a person might do that on purpose so that they can get out of it. They can separate a much smaller amount. Then they say, no, echad me'asrim b'arba. Then it needs to be the regular amount, echad me'asrim b'arba, 1/24, kidei shelo yechote niskar, because we're not going to allow someone who sins intentionally, we're not going to allow a sinner to benefit. It's a very important line. Shelo yechote niskar, someone who's sinning intentionally to get out of halacha, they shouldn't benefit. They shouldn't be able to get out of that halacha. And therefore, even though normally if it becomes tamei unintentionally, the chazal are making and allow you to separate less because you're burning it, if someone does it on purpose, you have to stick to the actual shear of 1/24. That is Mishnah Zayin. Now Mishnah Ches. And for Mishnah Ches, we just need to remind ourselves of a previous thing that we learned earlier in the Masechta. And that is, we said that you are not allowed to, if you have two batches of dough, you have tameh dough and you have tahor dough, impure and pure dough. We said that you are not allowed to separate, let's say, double the amount of challah from the tahor dough to cover the challah from the tameh dough. We would think that would be very nice, by the way, because the tameh dough would be burned, and if you separate it from the tahor dough, then you'd be able to give it to the kohen. That's a wonderful thing. Why would we not do that? Why are you not allowed to separate from the tahor to cover for the tameh? And we said the reason is because we know that whenever you separate challah, it needs to be min hamukaf. It needs to be very close by. You can't separate challah from a bunch of dough that's in location X to cover dough that's in location Y that's totally separate from one another. They need to be close by. And we fear that if you have tameh dough and tahor dough, a person will be so worried that the tahor dough shouldn't touch the tameh dough so it won't become tameh itself, that they'll keep it very far away. And therefore, when you separate one into the other, it won't be min hamukaf. They won't be close enough. That's what we said. But now we're going to see a dissenting opinion. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, ni tell us min tahor al tameh. No, you're allowed to. You're allowed to separate from the tahor dough to cover for the tameh dough. How? What's the case? Ketzad, how are you meant to do that? How are you allowed to do that? So, Isa Tahor of Isa Tamea, you have these two different loaves, not loaves, you have these two different batches of dough, one is Tameh and one is Tahor. Notel kedei chala me'isa shelo hur mechalasa, you take from the Tahor dough, assuming chala hasn't yet been taken, you take from the Tahor dough an amount of dough that will cover both parts, both the Tahor and Tameh, so that's normal so far, you would take that amount of dough. Then what would you do? V'nosein pachos mekebetza be'emtza, then you would take separate dough, totally different dough, an amount of dough that is less than a kebetza, less than an egg's worth, a very small amount, and you'd make that and you'd make the be'emtza between the two doughs. Meaning, if you try to picture it, I will certainly post a diagram, but you have a batch of tahor dough, and then next to it you have a batch of tummy dough. They're not going to touch. You never want them to touch, so the tahor dough doesn't become impure. And then you separate the challah from the tahor one. Great, you have it separated. And now you take a tiny little piece of challah that it could be tahor challah, that, and you're going to touch the two bigger loaves or batches of dough. A small little amount, less than a kibetza, because a less than a kibetza cannot become tummy. So you take a small little amount of dough and you touch the tahor dough, and you connect it, and you touch. It's like a bridge. It's connecting both loaves of bread. And then once you have this batch of tahor dough that's connected by a tiny little piece of dough connected to the nearby tameh dough, then you could take the amount of challah you separate and put it on top of the bridge. It's not touching either of the two batches of dough, but it is touching the bridge, and therefore it's certainly min hamukaf because it's all right there. And then says, that's what the Mishnah says, kadesh yitel min hamukaf, that allows you to take it from bread or dough that is right close by. Don't worry, I will post a little diagram of this. The Chum Osir, the Chum say no, there's still a worry that you're going to end up touching the tameh dough to the tahor dough, and therefore we cannot risk that. And if you're not going to come into that risk, then they're going to be too far away anyways. The Chum don't like the solution, this amount of a kibetza to connect the two and then putting the other piece on top. It won't work. You should not do that. That's what they say. That is the end of Perek Beis. We'll continue with the third Perek tomorrow.